since 1996, more than 4,000 Filipinos have been deported from the United States. Following the 9/11 attacks, the rate of deportations has dramatically increased. More recently, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has systematically targeted immigrant communities across the country through mass raids that have resulted in Filipino immigrants being deported alongside many other immigrant communities. As a result, the number of deportations have jumped from 400 a year to 800 a year, making Filipinos the most deported of all Asian ethnicities. A nanny who goes by the name of Flor is among those who faces removal from the United States. Upon her arrival to the East Coast, Flor had started her job in childcare as a way to assist her family members back home. After receiving notice that her appeals to remain in the country have been rejected, she could be deported. KPFK reporter Leilani Albano spoke with Flor about her situation.
Well, in the first place, I came here to have a brighter future for myself and for my pamangkin back home. Mayroon akong kapatid na single mother who has two kids who I love very much, and I thought na they will not have a bright future. And I was a teacher there, and it's barely enough to live by yung sweldo mo. So, and I had a close relative who invited me to come. So sabi ko, I will give myself a chance. So luckily, I'm a nanny right now.
How much money were you making like in a month? And how much were you making a month here as compared to the Philippines as a teacher?
10,000 pesos is roughly $200. Per month. So that's less than $200 a month for assistant principal level. And now I'm receiving almost like $2,000 a month.
Okay. So, I mean, it just makes sense for you at least on a financial level then to stick it out here.
Yeah, I'm actually more than anything else, I would really like those children back home to have a brighter future for them. And also for me, because so maybe it's about time that I give myself a chance to save money for my old age because I didn't have savings.
And you did not want to perhaps get an employer to sponsor you?
Nobody guided me. I mean, I was so naive. I mean, admittedly, I was really so naive. I didn't know what I was doing when I came here. Nobody guided me what to do, you know, so...
Do you ever think about your former life?
Yes, I do. Because I feel that I'm fulfilled there because I can do openly what I want to do, volunteer in this group and that group, environment, human rights, or special children, and you're free. And now you cannot do anything here openly. So the fulfillment and meaning of life, where is that? Yeah, and I just realized that you know, I mean, I'm talking about the plight of people like me. I mean, having come from a family-oriented culture, you know, I cannot even visit my relatives here now in the U.S. because I'm scared.
So then, how do you fill your times, your days, especially around holidays?
Oh, of course, that's the toughest part, especially Christmas, you know. I don't know if I'm the only one, but I talk to other people, even other races, Hispanics, non-Hispanics, because I talk to people who are in the same, you know, situation, but they always feel depressed. And I raise these kids like my own. So, but sometimes I tell my boss that I get depressed over my situation, and she understands somehow.
And now they are proposing this bill, which will cut off family reunification. The backlog will be longer. What is your feeling about this bill?
I don't know why all of these restrictions. I don't really know why. I couldn't understand their psyche, the reason behind their why do they resist or why do they make it hard? Are they scared or what?
I mean, the fact that they're going to cut off family reunification is a direct hit on the Asian and Latino cultures, because they know very well that that is at the heart of why we're here. So if they can break it, they can break, you know, this whole immigrant movement.
Okay, so, one second. But where did they come from in the first place? Saan ba sila galing? Dito ba sila pinanganak yung kaninunuhan nila? They came from Europe. Aren't they immigrant themselves?
And for a while, there were no restrictions on immigration.
That's what I'm saying. So why come the restrictions now?
Were you the kind of person that believed in the American dream? And if you are that person, do you still believe in it?
I don't really know exactly what they mean by American dream. It's just that for me, a brighter future for oneself is the American dream, I believe. And maybe that's not even an American dream, it's my own dream. Well, if they will listen to their heart and really, you know, be open to other people coming into this country whose purpose is to pursue that dream, then there's probably hope. But if they use their reasons or their minds without listening to their heart, then I don't think there's hope.